Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast. Let me take initiative.
Because that's what we're going to talk about today. I'm Harold Herring. That's my fine wife, Beth. Some years ago, after rededicating my life to the Lord, I was sitting in the office of a president of a Christian college, inquiring about taking some classes on religion. Instead, he wanted me to become his director of development for the college, which I did. However, I will always remember a cross-stitched plaque he had hanging in his office. We've mentioned it before, but we're going to talk about it today. The plaque read, "Initiative is doing the right thing without being told to do it." I later learned the quote was originated by Victor Hugo, the author of Les Miserables and Hunchback of Notre Dame. So the question is, what does initiative mean to you? According to Random House Dictionary, initiative is defined as an introductory act or step, leading action, readiness, and ability in initiating action. Person with initiative makes things happen instead of waiting for them to happen. Person with initiative refuses to live within their comfort zone. Person with initiative is the one who will get the bonus, the promotion, and the recognition. Person with initiative will soon be making the decisions instead of following them. What does the Word of God say about initiative? Matthew 7:12, Message Bible. Here's a simple rule of thumb guide for behavior. Ask yourself what you want people to do for you, then grab the initiative and do it for them. Add up God's law and prophets, and this is what you get. If you always do what somebody else does, all you'll ever do or be is second best. This next passage of Scripture has some profound advice. Luke 12:29-32, Message Bible. What am I trying to do here? Get you to relax, not be so preoccupied with getting, so you can respond to God's giving. People who don't know God and the way He works fuss over these things. But you know both God and how He works. Steep yourself in God reality, God initiative, God provisions. You'll find all your everyday concerns will be met. Don't be afraid of missing out. You're my dearest friends. The Father wants to give you the very kingdom itself. Well, here's kind of a spoiler alert. There are 10 things you glean from this passage. But in the teaching, we're only going to focus on the expression God initiative. So two questions for us to think about.
First, are you known as someone who takes initiative to get things done on the job, at church, or in the home? In Proverbs 22:29, Classic Amplified, it tells us, "Do you see a man diligent and skillful in his business? He will stand before kings. He will not stand before obscure men." And second, what can you do or what habit do you need to change to begin taking the initiative in key areas of your life, perhaps those that need it most? Changing old habits, creating new ones, can propel us through setbacks, failures, adversities, persecution, oppositions, injustice, ingratitude, and the old excuse, "We've never done it this way before." But that right there, if it can propel us through all those things, it's worth studying. So think about those two questions during today's call. And here are 7 ways to take initiative.
First, ask God for His direction and wisdom. Proverbs 19:21, Classic Amplified. "Many plans are in a man's mind, but it's the Lord's purpose for him that will stand." How do you get the godly wisdom you need? James 1:5, Classic Amplified Bible. "If any of you is deficient in wisdom, let him ask of the giving God, who gives to everyone liberally and ungrudgingly, without reproaching or fault-finding, and it will be given him. That same verse, James 1:5, in the New Century Version says, "But if any of you need wisdom, you should ask God for it, for he is generous to everyone and will give you the wisdom without criticizing you." Psalm 32:8, classic Amplified.
So good.
"I, the Lord, will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you."
That is a super one to personalize. I do it every day.
It is. "I, the Lord, will instruct Marcella and teach her in the way she should go. I will counsel Marcella with my eye upon her."
Amen.
When you seek, and just personalize it for yourself, when you seek his wisdom and direction, you'll get both.
Mm.
There's one other reason, good reason, to ask God for his wisdom and direction. And it's found in John 14:14, classic Amplified Bible. It says, "Yes, ask me for anything in my name and I will do it."
Wow. Second, make a commitment to step out in front. David took the initiative in fighting Goliath, even though King Saul gave him a negative response. 1 Samuel 17, great chapter. 1 Samuel 17, in verse 33, it says, "You are not able to go out against this Philistine and fight him. You are only a boy, and he has been a fighting man from his youth." But when you step out in front, when you take the initiative, you can encounter opposition from people who probably should be supportive. But initiative bursts confidence. Listen to David's response to King Saul in 1 Samuel 17:35-37. "Your servant has killed both the lion and the bear. This uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, because he has defied the armies of the living God."
Yes.
"The Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine." David knew he had to go down. Why? Because he was an uncircumcised Philistine. He was not of God. Saul was moved by David's initiative and confidence. And in 1 Samuel 17:37, he goes, "Go, and the Lord be with you," he replied. So David took the initiative against seemingly overwhelming odds, and as a result, saved the Israelites from certain slavery. A person who takes the initiative may not know the way to go, but they most certainly create a path for others to follow. That's exactly what David did. Two quotes which we feel would be a blessing to you. Amelia Earhart, the great aviation pioneer, said one time, never interrupt someone doing something you said couldn't be done. Hallelujah. And Ralph Waldo Emerson, the great poet and spokesman, said, "Do not go where the path may lead. Go instead where there is no path and leave a trail."
Wow. Great quotes.
They are.
Third, create a game plan. You can't always write a workable game plan the first time you sit down. You may not know all the steps it takes, but you write it out the best you can figure, then adjust it and readjust it as necessary. After a few years, you'll be a pro at writing out a game plan for being successful at what you've chosen to do, whatever that may be. You'll see it accomplished, but you have to be flexible in your game plan. This is where it's important to have friends, mentors, that share your motivation. You can brainstorm with them about possibilities. Proverbs 27:17, iron sharpens iron. So a man sharpens the countenance of his friend to show rage or worthy purpose. If you game plan, if it concerns your job, make sure you get your supervisor's approval before taking off on your own. Stephen Covey, the author of 7 Effective Habits of Successful People, said, "The key is taking responsibility and initiative, deciding what your life is about, and prioritizing your life around the most important things."
Fourth is establish a timeline. You have to know what you want to have happen and when you want it to have to happen. Isaiah 28 verse 10, New Living Translation says, He tells us everything over and over, one line at a time, one line at a time, a little here and a little there. If you're showing initiative to accomplish specific goals, you must have a timeline for their completion. So go to the end, start at the end, the date in which your goals need to be completed, and then work backwards, denoting key decision moments. Don't look at the circumstances and don't give thought to your situation and problems. Rely on the Word of God and the unction of the Holy Ghost and set it in stone. Luke 16:8 Message Bible says, Now here's a surprise. The master praised the crooked manager. And why? Because he knew how to look after himself. Streetwise people are smarter in this regard than law-abiding citizens. They are on constant alert, looking for angles, surviving by their wits. I want you to be smart in the same way, but for what is right, using every adversity to stimulate you to creative survival, to concentrate your attention on the bare essentials so you'll live, really live, and not complacently just get by on good behavior.
Wow.
That scripture really ought to make you shout.
Hallelujah.
Yes, it does. Here are seven keys to make timelines work for you. One, create reasonable but written, definitely written, timelines. Two, celebrate each timeline when you achieve it. Three, use your timelines as incentives. Number four, announce your timeline publicly. Number five, achieve or refocus your timelines. Six, be flexible, but do stay focused on your objective. And seven, reduce stress, the stress level, with accomplished timelines.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, we're not going to finish this today.
Wow. It is just so good, though.
It is good, and we kind of added some stuff and took our time. But we'll finish it tomorrow. But meditate on these first four ways to take initiative. Some good stuff in there.
That's right. Mothers take initiative. Celebrate Mother's Day and finish taking the initiative.
Tomorrow. And we'll celebrate it with my mama.
That's it.
Hallelujah.
Mama. All right.
Well, until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.